You're listening to LGRadio.online. I'm Leo Green. Welcome to Inspired, the show where we feature and celebrate some of the greatest songs of the past 50 years that the great voices have felt inspired to re-record. And we begin with this, which started out life as a jazz instrumental piece inspired by a conversation the piano player Billy Taylor had with his daughter as they walked back from school one day in 1952. Many have recorded it, including the blues musician Derek Trucks in 2005.
I wish I knew how it would feel to be free. Wish I could break all the chains holding me. I wish I could say everything I had to say. Say it loud, say it clear for the whole round world to hear. I wish I could share all the love that's in my heart. Remove all the bars that keep us apart. I wish you knew how it would feel to be me. Then you'd see and agree everyone should be free.
With one of the very few jazz compositions associated with Barry Norman. Well, welcome along. I hope all's well with you. In the early 1990s, one of my brothers began playing guitar with soul singer Doris Troy, who had lived in London on and off since the late 60s. Having been discovered at 16 by James Brown, she had enjoyed her own solo success with her hit Just One Look, and then she went on to become the first call backing singer in the 60s and 70s for every major recording artist, far too many to list here. Doris was no stranger to the London music scene. If we go through all the Brits she worked with, we'd be here long enough for someone to work out how long the proverbial piece of string is. But if I tell you that she features on recordings like The Stones, You Can't Always Get What You Want, P. Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, Carly Simon's You're So Vain. You get the idea how in demand she was as a backing vocalist. And thankfully, in among what must have been a rather hectic work schedule, she found time to record a few of her own albums as well. Inspired in 1970 by her producer George Harrison, who'd signed her to the Beatles record label, she recorded this. Brilliant. From her self-titled album of 1970, that's Doris Troy, from an album which really is well worth getting. The list of musicians and singers who back her up on that album is phenomenal. George Harrison is joined on guitar by, I think it's Eric Clapton, Stephen Stills and Peter Frampton. Ringo Starr's on drums and Rita Coolidge pops up doing the backing vocals. That's just to name just a few. Bruce Springsteen wrote this song for another artist, but was persuaded by his manager that perhaps he shouldn't give it away because it might be the song that could give him his very first appearance in the top 10 singles chart, which, despite the appearance of the brilliant Born to Run a few years previously, had eluded Bruce up until that point. So Bruce kept the song for himself, giving him a number 5 in America, but not really troubling the UK charts. Not that that's a great measuring stick when it comes to good songs. 1980 was, after all, the year that the British record-buying public embraced records like Captain Beaky and There's No One Quite Like Grandma. Anyway, in 2004, perhaps surprising to some, the actress Minnie Driver felt inspired to rearrange the song and do a completely different interpretation of it, showing us all what a great voice she has.
Got a wife and kids in Baltimore, Jack. I went out for a ride and I never went back. Like a river that don't know where it's flowing, I took a wrong turn and I just kept going. Everybody's got a hungry heart. Everybody's got a hungry heart. Lay down your money and you play your part. Everybody's got a hungry heart. place to rest. Everybody wants to have a home. Don't make no difference what nobody says. Ain't nobody like to be alone.
That's Minnie Driver singing Bruce Springsteen here on Inspired with me, Leo Green, on lgradio.online. There can't be many songs in the catalogue whose influences include Otis Redding, Friedrich Nietzsche, phallic symbols and a wooden roller coaster at Blackpool Pleasure Beach called the Big Dipper. But Peter Gabriel insists that all these varying factors were in his mind when he penned this next one. The version I've selected comes from Scott Bradley, a jazz piano player from New York who, over the last decade or so, has established himself as, well, one of the most impressively innovative rearrangers of pop songs around. See what you think of how he's approached this one, which features the vocalist Noah Guthrie.
You could have a steam train if you just lay down your tracks. You could have an flying, if you bring your blue skies back, all you do is call me. I'll be anything you need. You could have a big dipper going up and down around the bend. You could have a bumper car bumping.
The voice of Noah Guthrie accompanied by Scott Bradley's band with their version of Peter Gabriel's Sledgehammer. One more inspired recording, and it comes from a relatively unknown singer who has reworked an Oasis anthemic rock classic into a kind of male torch song. And from the initial brilliantly understated delivered first line, the singer Daniel Robinson pulls us right in to pay attention to the painful plight of the character singing us his story.
Slip inside the eye of your mind. Don't you know you might find a better place to play? You said that you that you've seen will slowly fade away. So I start a revolution from my bed, 'cause you said the brains I had went to my head. Step outside, summertime's in bloom. Stand up beside the fireplace, take that look from off your face. Never gonna burn my heart out. And so Sally can wait. She knows it's too late as we're walking on by. Her soul slides away. Take me to the place where you go, where nobody knows if it's night or day. But please don't put your life in the hands of a rock and roll band. You'll throw it all away. Start a revolution from my bed, 'cause you said the brains I had went to my head. So step outside, 'cause summertime's in bloom. Stand up beside the fireplace, take that look from off your face. You ain't ever gonna burn my heart out. Yeah. So Sally can wait. She knows it's too late as she's walking on by. My soul slides away, but don't look back in anger. Don't look back in anger, I heard you say. At least not today.
Fantastic. That's Daniel Robinson concluding matters here on Inspired with me, Leo Green, on lgradio.online. Thank you very much for listening. Please do visit our website for details on all our shows, and you'll also find out when this one is repeated again. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.